It is time for the Neuron Report with Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma. Matt, good morning to you.
Yeah. Good morning, man. That was a great party last night. Sorry I couldn't stay for the whole thing, but I had to get rolling. But it was good. It was good. There was a lot of people there, a lot of liveliness, and a lot of happiness. So that's all that matters. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Also, some people you met last night are in the studio. They drove to the concert in Newport Beach, California from Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, and Arizona, right, bro.
The Rockin' Johnstons are in the studio.
You, Matt, in the house.
Good morning.
All right. Yeah. That is great. Hey, thank you guys for Merry Arizona.
Christmas. Yeah, they hear you all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good. They should come check out the lights.
Yeah. He has a great Christmas tree lights on his house on the water in Balboa. Oh.
On the dock.
Yeah. You know what? I'll exchange numbers.
Show them the video.
Huh?
Show them the video that's on YouTube.
I will. I'll tell them how to see your home, and they'll come by later.
All right, cool. All right, Arizona all day.
Yeah. You know, you left the party early last night.
Yeah.
Were you meeting some lady or something?
No, it's just I had some things I had to do. No ladies. Woo.
So, Matt, looking back on the year, you know, this is, what's that, your final segment of the year with the Neuron Report? But
no.
Any thoughts?
No, it's been a great year. My life has bounced up even more and more from the straight out of a coma to 30... Last night I was amazed. I mean, you were getting coffee in the back, and that's what was crazy. Because remember, I was like, I never thought I'd be hanging out with poor man, you know? And you were, but it's just how the jumps have gone. I've matured a lot. I've had a lot of different help from different people, all these different things, you know? And it's just going to keep growing more and more and more, you know, through my prayer and through my faith and doing your faith with action is the only way to get it done. And that's the only way to get anything done is action.
Did you ever think you would be a radio star?
Yeah, no, not yet. I mean, I'm right at the glimpse of being the star, but I can't believe I'm on it right now. This is what, it's amazing. Thank you. Thank your wife. Thank all the listeners for tuning in. That's what's even incredible, you know.
Who did you meet at the Christmas party?
Oh, this year, I think I met Noodle. I saw him noodling around from
Noodles from the Offspring. Really, you said hi to him?
Yeah. And I said pretty fine for a white guy, but I said pretty fine for an Indian guy, and I didn't know they sang it. Awesome. And I looked it up this morning, and he's all, they didn't have ice cubes, so he bought vanilla ice.
That's in the lyrics?
Yeah. But it was crazy.
Yeah, he, you know, he goes to a lot of concerts, but, you know, it seems like there's more and more musicians that are going to our concerts.
Yeah.
At Original Pizza.
It's kind of cool. I wish I would have known it was him from Austin. I could have pitched them a few bars for him to sing in his next song to get the Offspring Brain Damage. Oh!
Do they have a song called Brain Damage, Offspring?
No. Pink Floyd does, though.
Yeah.
They did it back in the 70s.
That's true. So, you know, I talked to somebody who was related to Billy. Remember when we had Billy on the guy who got in the motorcycle accident and his head went into the car?
Yeah.
There's some blonde woman was related to Billy. Was trying to tell me that. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, some pretty attractive blonde woman was saying she was related to him. I don't think that's Jen's brother. It's another person that you had on.
Billy. Yeah, I'm going to spend Christmas with him, and we're going to go see a movie with Jen and him, you know. And so that it's just a... It's just a brain injury thing, you know?
Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma with the Neuron Report. Give your contact info, Matt, if people need to get in touch with you. You always put, with the Neuron Report, you put on guests who have been through some challenging life-altering situations. Always.
Yes. Either whatever it is, I want you to call. I want you to get in. I met a couple of people last night that had family members that had been hurt like that, but it was too new. But anybody with any disability, doesn't matter if you're a head, because it all deals with your head injury. Whatever you get, whatever you go through, you're depressed, you're struggling, you have different, your life is a whole different way right now. Because, but call up 949-375-1178 or call the poor man on the low power blowtorch. And if you want to read more, because I got my editor, Mark, he did a video, a short clip trailer for the boat parade. Poor man's in it with his wife, Ames. And then we got, then I did my hydro bike trailers on my website too. Positive-matters.org. And then take a look at my new football one. I'm going to have like three or four more football ones, but this displays what I was before with my football. And then, boom, it'll go into what I'm doing now, all these different things.
You ought to just keep shooting everything you do. You won a prize for the best Christmas lights with your house.
That's crazy because...
Did you win first place? Were you first place?
No, second place. And I don't know why I got second because I did mine all myself. And my mom... And see, if you go look at all the other houses... They're beautiful. I'm not dogging anything like that. They're still having boat cruises. That's right. It's like I was turning on my lights until like 10:30, then I shut them off. But because there's lines down by Newport Landing, the restaurant, and they're all going out on the boats to look at the houses.
You know, when I was there seeing the boat parade in Newport Beach, they have it every year a week or two ago. Matt, his house... He has a dock. We went out on the end of the dock, saw this incredible display of Christmas lights on boats. But then you see his house, which it looks like you're in Santa's village or something. And it's great, it's incredible. Man. There were hundreds of people taking pictures in front of your house as we went in and out. And the one thing you forgot, you should have put positive-matters.org right in the middle in lights.
Yeah, I'm going to do that next year for all the people so they can see. And then because I deal with my head trauma, that's what's even incredible. It's just incredible how because when I first came out, first came out of a coma, it's like there was no way the prognosis for recovery was poor. And see all that, and that's where you have faith. I had faith in the Lord Jesus, but I had action with my faith. I don't just say I have faith and do nothing and expect it to happen. You gotta keep moving forward to get it to happen. Because I've worked with people that have had head injuries and they've just given up, so I had to tell them I can't work them anymore.
You look like you just woke up, by the way.
Kind of, let me put my, it's my eye dilated. Yeah, see my little toupee?
Woo. Yeah, I would be the last guy to talk, you know?
No, don't even go there, man. We both look good with our hair going bald.
Yes, hair follicularly challenged, right?
We still have follicles in there, even though doesn't look like they're there, but they are there.
You know, I wonder why it is, as you get older, you have no problem growing a ton of hair out of your ears, you know?
And your nostrils.
The nose. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I love doing the nostril pick and flicking it.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see, how did I grow that one in my nose?
And you know, if you could get a hair transplant from your pubic region, that's always nice. That's always there.
That'd be great. I put that on my head, my pubic hair. And people see it, but it'd be good. But yeah, how it's just all, how everything is just, it's just great. And the website is positive-matters.org.
And what's your instant request, Matt?
Well, it's holiday, new year, and I'm going to do new edition with Mr. Telephone Man, something's wrong with my line.
All right, I will play it for you next. Thanks, Matt.
Oh, thank you, bro. And then next week we're going to have, Tyler? Jamie's daughter? She's going to express how she's helping the autistic.
Is Jamie talking to you again?
Yeah, Tyler.
Oh, okay, right. But I'm just saying, if you and Miss James talked.
Me and James talked this morning. I think she's going to come by tomorrow and help clean it up so we can figure it out.
Terrific. Thanks, Matt.
All right, thank you, man. Peace.